This Flash Interaction Script 3 lesson comes courtesy of the Creative Dot. He's a forum member at DevelopPHP. He has a thread up and it says, create a detection if the user has Flash Player. He says, hi, I was wondering if this can be done in ActionScript 3. When a user does not have Flash Player and enters a Flash website, is there a way he can recognize this and with a click he or she can download the latest Flash Player from the site? Thanks in advance. And I said, you'd want to check if the user has a Flash Player before you were to even run a Flash file on a page. The HTML page should do the checking. Need to know how to do that? And he says, yeah, thanks, that would be great help. And so that's what I'll show you how to do, and this is really quick, and you can really thank the Adobe programming team, the creators of the programs, for this. And so you can go into Flash ActionScript 3, new file in CS3 or CS4. I'm in CS4 and CS3 here, and I'll show you in both. And it's in the publish settings, so if you're in a new file, you can go to settings in CS3 here, and there's the publish settings, and you just go to the HTML tab and you click detect Flash version, and now it'll output a different kind of HTML page for you, and you'll notice that. So all you have to do is click that, you set the version you want to check for, and then you press OK. And usually you want to check for the latest version, and then press OK. And right now I think I need to update mine, actually. We'll see. Okay, and then same thing for this one here. Let's see, where's the publish settings? Here, publish settings. And then HTML tab, detect Flash version. And oh, I see. It's a different Flash version that's needed for CS3 than CS4. But that's cool. And then you press OK. And then once you publish this out, let's see, let's save this. Save it to the desktop as test 1. Save in CS4. Let's save this file. Save as the desktop test 2. Save. And then let's publish this by pressing F12. And let's publish this by pressing F12. Okay, so you see all those files, well, you can't see it, but they're landing on my desktop right now. And let me close that out. We don't need that. Now, what I'm going to do is, let me just drag this over. And then here's all those files that just got created on my desktop. And now I'm going to go into test 2, edit in Dreamweaver 8. Or Dreamweaver CS4. I have CS4, but I'm hooked on Dreamweaver 8. I love it. I've played around a lot in CS4, and it's cool. But I'm just stuck on Dreamweaver 8. Now let's open the other one too. Let's minimize this or get it down a little. Test 2 or test 1. Let's open with Dreamweaver 8 as well. Okay, now you can see here. Let's go ahead and close that down. You can see here, this isn't the normal file that you get. You see here the globals, the major version of Flash required, setting some variables for you there. You can thank the Adobe team for that. Makes it all automatic. You don't have to code anything or be a genius. I love it, because I'm not a genius. Great guys. All right, so you see how in this if statement here, an else statement, it's detecting the Flash version for you. Booyah! All automatic. And then it gives you content here that you can replace with any content you want. You can go get a nice graphic or make your own nice graphic of the Adobe Flash Player button link and give them a link to go and download the Adobe Flash Player, the newest version. And then let's check out test 2, what it did. Beautiful. It's checking for the browser, and then it also runs the check. Oh man, there's a lot of JavaScript in this one. Let's see, where is it? Flash version right there. That looks like it, and that checks for Flash version as well, and it should have an output section right there. Provide alternate content for the browsers that do not support scripting. And then there's also right here, alternate HTML content should be placed here. This content requires the Adobe Flash Player and blah 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 blah. And they even give you the link. Get Flash, see? So that's how it's done. It's all automatic. You don't have to go crazy and do a bunch of JavaScripting. Don't go looking on, if you're working in CS3 and CS4, I just showed you how to do it in both of them. No scripting involved, no genius involved. It's very easy. Thank the Adobe team for adding that to the functionality of the program. We'll see you next lesson.